This is Morning Edition on GPB. Good morning. I'm Joshua Stewart. When you go on a job interview in comparison to other candidates can actually have an impact on how the interviewers see you. Here's NPR's Shankar Vedantam on a recent morning.
Going after a really strong candidate doesn't hurt you. What does matter is going last in the day, but there's a catch. It can either really hurt you or it can really help you. Here's Simonson.
If it was a good day with many good candidates, it's really a bad idea to go last. But if it was a weekday with many bad candidates, it's a really good idea to go last.
Okay, you don't have much control over whether you'll come at the end of a string of strong candidates or weak candidates, but can you use this tendency to your advantage nonetheless? Our own career guy is here to help us, Brandon Smith. Welcome back.
Oh, this is really cool stuff.
So how can I use this knowledge as I'm headed into the job interview? Because I can't control where I'm going to fall.
So it's a bias that we have called the gambler's fallacy. When gamblers see a streak of things happening, their natural tendency is they want that streak to end. If the interviewer goes through a whole day of great candidates, they want the streak to end. They need contrast to know who stands out. So they, in their mind, want you to be bad. On the flip side, if you go after a whole bunch of rotten candidates, they want that streak to end too.
So what do I do?
In marketing, there's a great mantra about brands. A great brand is unique, it's compelling, and it's credible. There's three things you can do in an interview to make yourself unique, compelling, and credible, and break that gambler's fallacy pattern. First one, try and bring in some examples of the work you've done. Often when I'm coaching clients, they know they're going to get the question, well, tell me about a time when you ... What I encourage candidates to do is come in with some things either in just a Word document or PowerPoint or something that actually you can pass across the table to the interviewer and say, well, let me answer that question, but a little differently. I'm going to show you what I actually did. Second thing that you can do your research on the organization and company. If you come in with really good questions like, well, tell me about where you see this organization going in the next couple of years. What are your greatest fears? What are the things that could throw us off track? Ask questions about how the organization works. That really impresses the interviewer. And it shows you as much more of a big picture strategic thinker. Third thing, you want to interview the interviewer and ask about his or her life story. So how did you get in this job anyway? I'm really curious. Well, where do you see yourself going? The longer they talk about themselves, the more they will like you. The more you're talking, the less they're talking, that's opportunity wasted.
So you're saying if I do these things, no matter where I am, I'm going to stand out and I'm going to overcome their bias.
You'll be number one. I promise. When we bring that collateral in, you come across as thorough, prepared, and organized. When you come in and ask questions about how the organization really works, you come across as a strategic, big-picture thinker that can handle things bigger than that job. And when you ask questions about them and get really curious, now they're a team player. They've got great interpersonal skills. They're going to get along with everybody. They're going to fit right in here. So you're thorough and detailed, you're a strategic thinker, and you get along with everybody. That sounds like a rock star to me.
Brandon Smith is our resident career guru. He's a professor, career coach, and leadership consultant. Appreciate your time as always.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
You can read Brandon's blog at gpb.org/radio. I've also posted a link there to the full Morning Edition story about the hidden biases of job interviewers.